Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, 8th July, and you're listening to Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Kanishka, and let me take you through the top news and events to track for the day. First, the headlines. Jio Platforms gets 43,574 crore rupees from Facebook for 9.99% stake sale. Wall Street drops after strong rally as COVID-19 cases mount. ED filed charges against GBK Group promoters for Mumbai airport scam. Chinese military withdraws troops, removes structures in hot springs, Gogra. And many countries may need debt restructuring after COVID-19 fallout, says IMF. Now, news in detail. Indian markets may see a flat to positive opening on Wednesday as indicated by the SGX Nifty, which was trading some 40 points higher at around 10,800 levels at 7:06 a.m. Now the gains, however, might be capped by weak global cues. US stocks fell overnight, halting a 5-day winning streak by the benchmark S&P 500 index. The Dow Jones fell 1.5%, the S&P 500 lost 1%, and the Nasdaq dropped 0.86%. Asian stocks were also to down on Wednesday's early deals. Australian ASX 200 was down 0.2% in early trading, while Japan's Nikkei was flat. On the earnings front, a total of 12 companies are slated to report their March quarter earnings today, while South Indian Bank is scheduled to report June quarter results. Meanwhile, India witnessed another massive spike of over 23,000 new COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. Although there is some relief for investors on the Indian-China border tension front as the disengagement process between the armies of India and China continued on Tuesday. Chinese military removed temporary infrastructure and continued gradual withdrawal of troops from face of sites in Hot Springs and Gogra in eastern Ladakh for the second consecutive day. Investors will today track the cabinet meeting in which a couple announcements under the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan will reportedly be considered. Besides, market participants will also react to stock-specific developments. Let's have a quick look at some of them. Reliance Industries might be in focus again after the company said that Jio Platforms has received 43,574 crore rupees from Facebook for a 9.99% stake in the company. The deal was announced on 22nd of April. The Enforcement Directorate yesterday pressed money laundering charges against the promoters of the GBK Group of companies, officials of Mumbai International Airport, and a few other entities in connection with the alleged 705 crore Mumbai airport scam. France Group ADP has infused 4,565 crore rupees in GMR Airports Limited in second tranche of investment to purchase a total of 49% shareholding in the company. After suffering a complete erosion of sales in April due to COVID-19 lockdown, recovery for Titan has been better than originally foreseen, the company said in its June quarter business update yesterday. So far, Titan has reopened around 83% of its stores across all businesses, while the jewelry division has reopened around 95% of its Tanishq stores till date. And in the end, some of the top news investors should take note of. Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund is in talks with bond issuers to get unlisted debt securities listed on the bourses in order to shore up liquidity to some of these unlisted securities. Many countries will need debt restructuring in the aftermath of the global coronavirus pandemic and its economic fallout, the International Monetary Fund chief economist Geeta Gopinath has said. Investments by sovereign wealth fund and pension funds in 34 key infrastructure sectors including hotels, cold chains, educational institutions, hospitals and gas pipelines will get tax exemptions on some categories of incomes, the CBDT has said. Well, that's all we have for you in this edition of the podcast. For more news, views and updates, stay locked on to businessstandard.com.